It was television in the 60s that produced one of the most bizarre TV shows ever, a show known as The Prisoner. Oh, yes. Number six, In the Village, Patrick McGoohan. A couple of weeks ago, we had Kathy Namath Furmerman on the program. You know, she's the big expert on whales.
Right, and Abergavenny and cheese.
Well, Kathy's back with us to talk about The Prisoner. Welcome back to WLNG, Kathy.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Oh, I've been good. That cheese is very tasty. I won't tell you how I've got some of it. I had to import it.
Contraband in this
country. Yeah, I tell you. Luckily, it's not a liquid or a gel. That's why I was able to get it over here. So, Kathy, a couple of things about The Prisoner. Why do you think the fan interest in The Prisoner has continued for so long?
Well, the show was very thought-provoking. It has lovely on-site locations. The dialogue's intelligent. The story is pretty universal, if that is a quest, but that's the easy part. I'm going to tell just you something that's taboo to mention in Prisoner fandom, and this is why I think it's popular. It's because the lead, number six, is a suave secret agent, and that's a pretty sexy role. It was then in the 60s, and it is now. I think it engages people's imagination. You know, who's this tall, mysterious man? What's the secret? I think Patrick McGoohan made people want to be number six. So I imagine at Halloween a few people dress up like him.
Oh, yeah.
Either in his pipe blazer or in that mod suit, the one that he's kidnapped in.
Oh, man, I could just see it now. But I'd be afraid somebody else would be dressed as Rover.
Could happen.
You know?
I know the man who has the distinction of being the underwater Rover wrangler. What happened was that when you wanted Rover to come popping out, you had two scuba divers under 30 feet of water inflating Rover from a little tank, and then they let him come popping up. And I like that handmade feeling that's part of old Prisoner episodes. And maybe other people are old-fashioned like me, too, and they enjoy that as well.
They sure do, Kathy. Namath Furmerman here with us, with Connie T and me, Bob Shannon at WLNG. Rover, by the way. Explain Rover, Connie.
Rover is sort of like the on-site police at the village. If you get out of hand or you try to escape, this big thing, it looks like a weather balloon,
right,
rolls out you and then sort of crushes you, just envelops you.
We'll get back to Kathy in a minute, but first I thought we'd have to play a Prisoner song, and what better than this by James Brown, whose actual cape is going to be part of the Dick Clark memorabilia auction. I want that, man.
I'm saving my money.
JB, LNG.
I'm just a
official purposes, everyone has a number. Yours is number six.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Oldies 92.
Saluting the prisoner today with that Prisoner love, James Brown. I want his cape. I want a bid on that, man. I want Dick Clark to just give it to me. You know,
I know.
Haven't we earned it over
I think so.
The very first act that I ever bought an album from, James Brown, I emceed his concert up in Syracuse. Well, that's another story. We're back to The Prisoner with Kathy Namath Furmerman, the biggest expert on that TV show. And from Kathy, we want to ask, Kathy, what is your favorite Prisoner episode of all time?
Information.
We want information.
Information. Information.
Well, it's hard. I can't single one out. It's so hard to decide if Patrick McGoohan's vision was pretty special. I like Arrival because that's where we first see the village. We're introduced to it. I like Checkmate. That makes a lot of use of the village scenery as well. I like Dance of the Dead, and that's very Halloween-like. I like that because it features a Welsh cat and a London stunt double cat. And also, if you think about it, if you close your eyes, go back into the episode, there's a beautiful Twilight Estuary scene in it. That's just sheer poetry. But one of my all-time favorite episodes, though, is Free for All. That's where number six runs for the office of number two.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. That was great.
Yeah, yeah, there's this killer speedboat and helicopter chase scene in it. It's got some really good music, and there's plenty of action. And even Mother Nature conjures up some really threatening clouds over the estuaries it's taking place.
Wow, yeah, I can see that. I wonder if the price of gas was dropping rapidly in the village right before the elections, like it is these days. Again, when you were with us a few weeks ago, you have this walking tour book. It's fabulous, about The Prisoner. If anybody's going to the village, which is Port Marion in Wales, what's the name of the book again?
The title is On the Trail of the Prisoner, A Walking Guide to Port Marion's Prisoner Sites. The book was created to be a self-guided tour around the places we see in The Prisoner in Port Marion. And it happened because during my visit to Fort Marmion, I've often heard people ask me about the various locations in the show. You know, they go into the prisoner shop and they say, well, where's the stone boat? And where's the lawn where they played human chess on the gigantic chessboard, if you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And some of these people were just casual watchers of the show from years before, and yet it's made enough of an impression on them that years later they come to the village, to Port Marmion, and they want to see these sites. And prior to this, there was no book. There was no guided tour that they could do by themselves. There might have been some informal ones, but this is the one that you're able to pick up and just follow at your own speed. And even if you're not in Port Marmion, On the Trail of the Prisoner is a good armchair traveler book because it's full of photos of Port Marmion and it's got plenty of interesting facts that'll keep you entertained.
And where can we get it?
www.prizbiz.com, PRIZBIZ.com.
Just before you go, I want to mention the fact that you and your husband, Bruce, honeymooned in the village.
That's right.
And what year was that?
1983.
And you've been going back frequently ever since and keeping in touch with the prisoner
family.
Yeah, we've
been back over a dozen times already.
Wow. So you'll just keep going and going, I guess, right?
Oh, I hope so. As long as it's there, we'll keep going.
Good seeing you.
Kathy Naiman Furman, I'm the prisoner at WLNG. Connie Tanner, you're a big fan. You went over to the village yourself.
Oh, I loved it. It was amazing. I know, and you have to give yourself the guided tour. I think it's so great that she's written this book.
Well, I personally liked the last episode, Fallout. Now, this was a phenom. It was so controversial because the prisoner, Patrick McGoohan, number 6, it aired in 1968, and it was controversial because the ending of about the whole third of the episode was designed to be very obscure. There was no dialogue. You could interpret it any way you want, you know, was number 6, number 1, or all the. And do you know that so many viewers called the TV station in England to complain the switchboard was blown out?
Yeah, and it forced Patrick McGoohan to actually go into hiding. He had to hide because he was hounded at his own home by baffled viewers going, hey, what gives with that?
The only thing I remember about that episode of The Prisoner was this song was in it.
Yes, it was.
Ironically and strangely, The Beatles, LNG.